Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were given the definitions of a heretic. Let's continue with that subject today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
My feet on its firm foundation for the Bible stands.
Those fault finders, they are addicted to those things. They are addicted to those kind of sins, the sowing discord, the gossip, and being able to tell the latest on whatever's going on. They're addicted to those things just as a drug addict to his or her downer drug or upper drug or whichever it might be that they're taking. Just as addictive and just as evil. Now, see the next part here in verse 10 of chapter 3. I want you to see how it just kind of ties in. A man that is a heretic after the first and the second admonition, reject. Now, heretic here is a Greek word, sounds like it a little bit, but it's herikos, herikos. It does not mean unsaved, as some people say, oh, a heretic is always an unsaved person. This understand, this is written to the saved, this is written to a church here in the book of Titus. But, so it doesn't always refer to an unsaved person, as some would interpret it to be that way. You say, well, if that's the case, then so what is it? It is one who advocates against the doctrinal teaching of God's Word. This would be true of those who seek to be relevant to the world instead of in sync with the Word of God and the ministry of the Holy Spirit through the Word. I would say they are unaware most often that they are the devil's advocate. Now, I want you to think about that for just a few moments. A devil's advocate. Boy, that's not a testimony to have. I can remember men talking about their great professor they had in college, and he would put questions out there to be a hard question, just kind of cross them up and things like that to make them have to really think hard. And then they would play that way, and then some of the same people come out from under those kind of professors, those kind of colleges and things like that, and they will try to introduce something that is completely different from the normal, from the accepted. They want to be the opposite of that. So what do? They play the devil's advocate. There is no reward for being the devil's advocate. He doesn't need advocates. He's got plenty. He's got plenty. Well, I'm just trying to teach them how to think and how to know. Look, be at least as smart as they are that handle the money of this country. They teach people that not what a counterfeit looks like. They teach them what the real thing looks like. When they know the real thing, then they'll know exactly what is wrong. They don't usually have a problem checking it out when they're checking it. They'll see right away. If you get in the Word of God and you meditate in the Word of God and you get to thinking on the Word of God and you stay in the Word of God day by day by day by day, have the Word of God as a scheduled time for you each and every day. Have a time set aside that you spend time in the Word of God, not just to read it, but to read and meditate on it and asking God to teach it to you. Then when the deceiver comes, you'll know that's wrong. When the Lord says to Eve and Adam, the day ye eat thereof, you shall surely die. And the devil comes by, yeah, no, you won't surely die. You'll be like God. He doesn't want you to be like that. See, the devil's lied. He's throwing something at him, at Eve, to make her think, well, maybe that's it. Maybe. And he's cast doubt on it. And see, these people start casting doubt on truth of God's word and these truths that we stand on from doctrine. They're saying they're trying to teach them something. No, they're being a devil's advocate, and they obviously are not at that intellectual level to understand what they're doing. And so there has to be truth taught. And so when they come up with these things, or they're questioning doctrine, they're questioning all these things, and trying to say, well, we're just doing it to help people, to kind of cover their tracks of they're sowing discord and causing trouble in the church, and they don't want this, they don't want that. And like the man that said, hey, I feel like I want to teach Sunday school. I said, okay, I've got a sixth grade boys. No, I'm here to teach adults. Well, they can't humble themselves to teach children. They can't humble themselves to teach adults. So in my case, I usually don't plug that person in with adults to do that. So again, you got to watch these people. You got to watch them. You got to watch out for them. Why? Some say we need to do that. We need to do this. But it's not based on the Word of God. It's their theories. And my friend, being a devil's advocate or coming up with these latest philosophies of religious marketers, I'll say this in capital letters. That is 100% wrong. Teach them truth. Teach them truth. They know absolute truth, then they'll know something that is the opposite of absolute truth. Maybe tries to parade as truth, but is not. You can reach more people if you'll do this, preacher. If you'll do that, then we'll reach a whole lot more people. It's something about, usually when they say that, they want us to de-emphasize preaching against certain things, to preaching strong doctrines. And they say, if you wouldn't preach that hard and that strong in those things, then boy, you could see us grow. Well, you're not going to grow spiritually in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. You may draw a crowd. I mean, the world does like filth. And so you may draw a filthy world, but you're not going to draw into the holiness. And you're somewhere along the line, you're going to have to take a stand if you're going to be what God wants you to be. So, again, as we look at this thing, people are worried about us losing people. Look, we don't lose people if we preach the word. People that I know have had a lot of Bible knowledge have left the church because they didn't get their way. That wasn't losing the people. That was God cleaning house. So you can have good doctrine and still let up on those standards and allow some of these other things as long as you tone it down. That is probably found in their Bibles in Jochebed chapter 3, verse 2, because it's not in the King James Bible, I'll tell you that. Certainly, it's not in the Word of God, and it's certainly not out of the lips of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That is a theory that they have, and they add Jesus' names to it just in order to make it sound good and how it will just reach people. A lot of young preachers get deceived by it. Even some old preachers have been deceived by that filth. And they go on apology tour for being a fundamentalist at one time, and they need to go on apology tour now because of what they've done against God in leaving the way of truth and righteousness. But those theories of that's how you do it, is born in hell. It's not born of God. His word is in no way, at all, in no way less than righteousness and true holiness. If you tone down the things of the world, to try to make it fit into your local church, to keep certain people in, or to keep the old guard. You tone it down to keep the old guard, but you'd still have it in there. And you say, well, boy, it brought new blood to this church. Well, it seems like the old blood kept it pretty straight. Why do you want to get that worked out for? What's that about? You see, it simply means when they do that, when people start making these changes like that, going away from the King James, they said, we're transitioning from the King James. Okay. Well, yeah, it's like people saying, I'm transitioning from being a male to a female or vice versa. They're transitioning from what that's actually true and right to be something else. That's what a heretic does. A heretic, he advocates for something that is not the normal from God and God's word, but rather man's meanderings. But see what these people do. The reason they go these other directions, they don't believe that the Holy Spirit has the power. No longer does he have the power to overcome the present day movements by preaching God's word as it is to men as they are. Yet, God's imperative command is for preachers to preach the word. Oh, the shame and loss of reward of those people and pastors who not only left the right and holy way, but thunder against it, and they mock it. They scorn it. And that is regardless of who stands in the pulpit. They are just out there to change things. Be sure to search the scriptures to see if these things are so. As Acts 17:11 says, when it says the people of Berea were more noble than those at Thessalonica, and they searched the scripture to see whether those things were so that they were teaching. You know who was teaching? Who was preaching? The Apostle Paul. But Paul, in those writings, by the Holy Spirit telling them to write these words down, they are more noble. They search the scriptures to make sure this is truth. Look, search the scriptures. If you're listening to my radio program, search the scriptures to see if they line up. Search the scriptures in your church. When they preach, I mean, take notes, listen to it. And search the scriptures to make sure it lines up. And usually the Holy Spirit of God will kind of make you understand something's wrong here. When you get that feeling something's wrong with what was just said, it's best to go in and search the Word and see, why do I have that feeling? And ask God to show you. Ask God to show you. So that you're not deceived in that manner by the devil, whether it might be right, and you thought, well, no, that's wrong because the way he said it.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.